White, W.C. White, May Lacey. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 7, 1895. Dear son Willie and daughter May Lacey White, glad would we be to see you for just the time Mr. Mosley is here. He said he would come up Sunday. He promised to stay 2 days. But if duties call you that are of a more spiritual, important character, we say the eternal interest comes first always. We will follow the best light we have. We will collect in a box the treasure of ashes and have them all covered up for fear of rain. Last night, Caldwell brought up the tool chest for Brother Shannon and 2 boxes. I do not know whose they are or what is in them. I was in bed early. Emily was out quite late with several from the school to secure fishes from the fishermen. She got a nice mess of fresh fish, paid 2 shillings. This is the first we have had since we came here. As we have nothing in the vegetable line but potatoes, the fish will be a treat to the workmen. We had a most beautiful shower. There was some thunder, but it came off all clear again shortly. This is all the rain we have had, with the exception of a few drops. Since we have insisted that the students have boiled water, they are better. Several were in the boat with Emily and one other, Lily Oliver. The night was bright and clear and mild. The work will go forward rapidly today. The shelter will go up if the iron roofing is in this first boat. If not, they must await the second boat. 3 large trees, I think on the orchard ground, have been cut down. All work heartily and as if they enjoyed it. I am hoping everything will be ready for Mosley Sunday. I received letters from Marion and May. Thank them both for writing. I received your letter also. Brother Langdon is at work on my place. Brother Colson will probably be at work today with Brother Shannon. Brother Shannon has just come in to breakfast. I think it providential he came to Sydney just now, for he will make things stir. The women cannot sit at the table with the men, for we have no chairs for them. We carry back and forth the large, high-backed chairs Brother Hardy made. We could have only 2 from the school, so we eat at second table. Yesterday I ate from waiter, tray, and shall do the same this morning. The sun is coming up clear and bright. Burning of log heaps is going forward briskly. It is now 7:15. Shannon will be no slothful worker. I think we have the right man. I have felt greatly relieved since I have decided to speak of Byron's and Sarah's coming here, if they can only be here until camp meeting, but I may think best to have them with us at camp meeting. If not, they are the very ones who would be of the greatest service to me on the place. I am favorably impressed with Brother McKee. He is a very pleasant-appearing man. Brother Langdon goes to Parramatta next Monday. He says he has succeeded in his business. All is favorable to his hiring a farm to work at Dora Creek. Terms favorable. He will return and bring seeds with him, which he will share with me. He has a special kind of tomato, superior to all I have seen. I shall want Byron to bring up the best quality of seed for peas. They can go in the ground any time now. We shall also want asparagus sprouts and will set out a bed as soon as we can do so. We want to know where to get these things to plant, for I mean that my coming up will be of advantage all around. Things shall move, if I can make them, with the blessing of God. Caldwell and I had decided to fence the orchard, then the large job of fencing can be done afterwards. Your plan of fencing is to receive attention. But in regard to Vincent, I fear he will be a terrible burden indoors and out. He is much talk, idles away his time, and will cause others to lose their time. There is enough to be done. As soon as the orchard is planted with trees, land must be prepared for peas and other things. Caldwell has just returned from Kurenbong, had a conversation with Shannon, and they have decided to take the iron roofing and make merely a cover resting on poles for them to work under. And still, we must have tents if we can get them. We cannot lodge more than 2 extra hands, and that can only be done by letting them sleep in the kitchen, which is very objectionable, for there is all the food to be poisoned by their impurities. No, that cannot be done. We must have tents. When people come up, please to remember, it is not possible for us to get vegetables to make soups or to cook in any way. Send us bananas and vegetables and lemons and oranges. At the school they have green peas, but we have nothing in the line of vegetables. Please consider us. This must go to the mail. Mother, be sure and consider. We can get neither bananas nor vegetables.
8:20. Breakfast eaten, devotional exercises attended to, and Caldwell has just come in with a new idea. We must have a woodhouse and washhouse, and these can be first put up, and then the men will have room to work under shelter, and the woodshed can be utilized for sleeping apartments. The men say no. I have just asked them about the woodshed being used, but they say they want every stitch of room for lumber and benches and workroom. So you see, that plan to avoid extra tents is exploded. Brother Shannon sleeps at Brother Lacey's, for he has not commenced work yet, but we must manage to give him sleeping advantages, and it is a puzzle. But when Lanford goes, there will be a chance for him until tents are brought up here, so consider these things carefully. Caldwell tells me these 2 heavy boxes are Shannon's, 1 small box sent by you. Now the metallic ware has come in good condition, and we feel quite rich. But the stove is a perfect failure. Maud has to come in our tent and cook over our little stove. It has 2 griddles, but it is terribly unhandy. She has to go clear down to the school to do any baking. This takes time, and then they want the stove, and she can accomplish but a very little, notwithstanding we have made special arrangements to have that certain time. So we must have a stove right away. There can be no delay in this matter. Get a second-hand stove if you can, and if you cannot, get a new stove. I must close this now. Tell May to send all I have spoken of in former letters. I am not as nervous today, and hope you can read my letter better. May has spoken of Mabel White being dizzy. I have felt certain her overeating was the cause of her dizziness. I thought I would not speak to the children on the point, for they might think Grandma did not want them to have sufficient to eat. But I love my grandchildren very much. I want them to be happy. But if by overeating they injure their digestive organs, they will not, cannot, be healthy children. It may be wisdom to set before the children the portion of good, wholesome food they should eat. Then they can see it all, and know by seeing the quantity that it is abundant to supply their system with nourishment. When one takes something of this, that, and the other, as it comes on to the table piece by piece, they do not have an idea how much they introduce into the stomach, and because food tastes good, they eat too abundantly and lay the foundation in childhood and youth for lifelong disease. Ella May's stomach is enlarged, unhealthfully enlarged. Mabel is to be especially guarded, as well as Ella May, for they will be wretched if they become confirmed dyspeptics. Keep as little sweets as possible in their sight. Sweets are a dangerous article to be intruded into food, or eaten with the food. And keep butter out of mixtures as much as possible. Well, I cannot write on this subject as I wish, but will write again soon. I am called for by Shannon and Caldwell to locate shed and washhouse, so I must close this. Mosley said bone dust must be in the place where the holes are made for trees. A bag or 2 bags will do for this planting. Sign off. Not a second, Maud says. Mother.